I know a preacher back down here, his name's Billy.
What about a woman's name that begins with an S, like the wife of Abraham in the Bible?
Sarah?
Or say, if my father had a brother named William, I would call him
Uncle Bill more than that.
Or if I was just going to use his
full name. Uncle Will.
Or if he had one named John, that would be my...
Uncle John.
Have you ever heard, what would people call a woman who teaches school? They'd say that she's a...
Schoolmistress. A lot of them say a school mom. They used to.
You don't hear that much anymore?
No.
Called her a school marm, huh?
Yeah.
How would a person address a married woman whose last name was Cooper? They'd say, there goes... If her married name was Cooper, you'd say that was...
Well, mistress. Mrs. Cooper.
Say, what relation would my mother's sister be to me? That would be...
Your aunt.
Okay. Have you ever heard any word, any term that people would use, say, talking about a preacher who's really not trained to be a preacher? He's not all that good at it, does something else for a living, just kind of does this on the side. You just call him a...
Well, they have several different names for him sometimes. Half-handed preacher.
Half-handed?
Something like that. Just
ever heard him call a jackleg?
Yeah, call him jacklegs. Old jackleg preacher. Sometimes the jacklegs the best.
Is that right?
Yeah, they take this education. It don't make a man a God serving man.
Yeah, I see your point. Ever heard? Go ahead.
If he's a God-called man, the education don't. It, of course, when he gets up before a congregation, why, he can use different words and all that and make speak a little more, but it don't make him no better in the sight of God.
What about the... You ever heard of anything talked about, you know, a mechanic? It's kind of like that.
Yeah, call them little old seashade mechanics, little roadside mechanics, little old half-handed mechanics.
Just not all that, really not trained to do it, just kind of picked it up themselves.
Yeah, seashade, mostly.
What about, you know, in the Civil War, the man who was in command of the South, Robert E. Lee. Do you remember what his rank was in the Army?
He was a general.
Okay. And do you ever see on TV this old gentleman that does advertisements for Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yeah, old, I can't think of the name right now.
Does he have a rank? Do they call him something?
Yeah, Colonel.
Colonel Sanders?
Yeah, that's right, Colonel Sanders. Well, you know, I got to where I can't think of a name sometime right quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just got...
Well, I'm bad about names, too. I can forget people's names pretty quickly. I don't know why. That's the way it is. What about the man who's in charge of the county court? You say he's the...
Probate judge.
And the person who goes to school to study, you call him a
scholar? Pupil?